弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters.
早上我们在这边一同分享旷野生活的记号。
And this morning, continue, we will learn about the life in the wilderness.
那我也觉得在整个的服事里面。
And I think that in my service.
虽然开始在教会有一点点的服事只有两年多。
Even though I only started serving about 2.5 years ago.
可是呢，好像经历到许多弟兄姊妹中间有一些的生活上的问题。
But indeed, I've already experienced some of the problems that brothers and sisters might face.
那一件一件就好像考试一样。
And one thing by one thing is each one of them is like a test to me.
好像作为一个传道人也需要有一些的考试。
Just like as a pastor, as a minister, I have to pass this test.
好像这些考试呢，对我来讲好像没有通过。
And sometimes these tests I might fail.
那我也没有觉得就是说好像帮助到弟兄姊妹什么。
And sometimes I don't feel like that I am of any help.
可是呢在这整个的个人的生活里面有一件事情就是没有忘记的。
But yet in my daily living, there's one thing that I would never forget.
就是在祷告的生活里面继续纪念弟兄姊妹的一切生活。
Is that in my, the life of prayers, I would always pray for my brother and sister.
绝对不会因为说好像帮不到弟兄姊妹的忙就把祷告停顿下来。
And I would never cease my prayers for the brother and sisters, even though sometimes I might not be any physical help.
就是我自己跟同工们一直为弟兄姊妹在祷告。
Just for me and my co-workers, we'll always pray for the brother and sister.
好让我们最终能够与主一同得胜。
So that at the end, we will become victorious.
好像我们能够向仇敌来夸胜。
So that we could proclaim victory over our enemy.
在昨天的一个聚会里面。
That in yesterday's meeting,
我就听到这一首诗歌《生命中的云彩》。
I heard this song, The Clouds in Life.
那我就感觉到好像当我们这一生的岁月里面。
And I feel that it is in the times of our life.
过了30岁之后呢。
After 30 years.
好像我们的经历就越来越丰富。
I feel that then our life experience will grow more.
可能有一些人在苦难的里面他们来经历生活的一切。
There are people that they grow older when they go through times of suffering.
也有人在顺境丰富的环境下来经历人生。
And there's also people that grow, that live their life in wealthiness.
可是呢，在这里有一群的人。
But here, there's this one group of people.
他们在主的里面来过他们的生活。
That they start growing old in the Lord.
他们不管在顺境里面或在逆境里面，他们都知道主与他们同在。
Doesn't matter if they're in good times or bad times, they are in the Lord.
所以虽然今天没有诗班。可是呢，我请天韵诗班来唱给你们听。
So even though we don't have a worship team to sing this song for you, I'm gonna play this song.
那我们大概有六分钟的时间，我们来欣赏这首诗歌。
It's about a song of 6 minutes long.
可靠的期待，越 远古到现在，现在到未来。啊，让我看见生命中的那璀璨，无论我脚步走到什么地方，有你同在就有希望，有你同在就有期待。
我想这首歌呢讲到以色列民他们出埃及之后，
This song talked about when the Israelites left Egypt，
那他们在旷野里生活了40年，
That they spent 40 years in the wilderness，
40年之间他们的衣服没有穿破，
And in these 40 years the clothing was not worn off，
40年他们的鞋子没有穿坏，
And in these 40 years even the sandals were not broken，
那是因为他们的生活里面有一片的云彩在那里引导他们。
It is because in these 40 years, they are led by this pillar of cloud.
这一片云彩就是他们生命里面最大的奇迹。
And this pillar of cloud became the biggest miracle in their life.
就是这一片云彩一路引他们到迦南地。
And it is this pillar of cloud that led them all the way into Canaan.
那在前些日子呢，教会有一棵树它就倒塌了。
Now, sometimes ago, in the backyard of the church, a tree has fallen.
那因为有一那之前有一阵大雨大风，所以就把这一棵树吹倒。
Due to strong wind, this tree is broken.
那好几次呢，我早上来教会祷告的时候，那就有声音说你去把它扶起来。
Now there are a couple of times that when I came to the prayer meeting, there's a voice that told me to stand up this tree.
所以每一次经过呢，就这样一个提醒，那我到车一停呢，我就去祷告。
But then every time I passed by the tree, and when I parked my car, I just went inside to pray.
也没有把它扶起来，我就让它一直像这样，左边这幅图就倒在那里。
And then, just like this picture, every time I passed by it, I never stopped by it and tried to get rid of it.
所以呢，有一次实在是没办法了，那个里面的提醒很大了，所以我就去把它扶起来。
So until there's one time when this voice got so strong that I went over there and then I held up the tree.
所以当我走到这个树前面的时候，发现它十分的重。
But then when I came to this tree, I realized that it is way too heavy for me.
我一个人的力量根本扶不起来。
And with my own strength, there's no way I could stand this tree up.
所以呢，我就还是让它躺在那里，因为我没有办法把它扶起来。
So that I just let it lie there some more because it is more than what I can handle.
所以呢，改天我就打电话给新童弟兄。
And then a couple of days later, I called Brother George.
我说新童
Brother Frank.
新童弟兄就我说这个树倒塌了，我们应该把它扶起来吧。
And I said, Frank, let us together held up this tree.
很重我扶不起来，看是不是可以请园丁来做把它扶起来。
It's too heavy for me to handle. Can we call the gardener to stand this tree up?
所以呢我们也同意就是请园丁就把它扶起来。
So that we call the gardener so he could handle it.
那一天早上我来到跟园丁一起碰面的时候，我们就讨论要怎么样让这棵树把它扶起来。
And then on that one morning, when I came and met with the gardener, we talked about how we're going to stand this tree up.
所以呢这个园丁呢就给我一个主意，就说这个树呢已经又长出三个新的嫩枝来了。
And then the gardener gave me this advice. He said that there are now three branches that are growing from the side.
那实际上他去看看呢也很难扶起来。
And then in fact, it is going to be very hard for us to stand it up.
所以呢他就给我一个建议，为什么不从那个枝子长出来的地方直接就切断了，然后把整个埋下去。
And then he said, how about we just cut out one of the branches and then grow one of the branches on the side?
所以呢我就打电话给新同弟兄。
So then I called Frank again.
问问他的意见到底怎么样。
And I asked him what would he like to do.
那新同弟兄就说，如果整个切掉的话埋下去实在很可惜，因为这个树长了那么多年了。
And then Brother Frank said that it would be a pity if we cut that tree apart because this tree has been with us for such a long time.
所以呢我们就跟园丁讲，我们准备就是把这棵树 trim 一下，因为它实在枝子太多了。
And then so at the end, we just told the gardener that we should just trim the tree.
所以呢，这个园丁呢就把上面的一些枝子先砍断，砍断之后呢，他才把它能够扶起来。
So that we started trimming the top of the tree so that the tree is now not as heavy, so we can now stand it up.
我们可以看到右边的图，它扶的并不还不很正，所以它必须用一个东西在那里把它支撑住。
But then if you look at the right side of the picture, you could see that the tree is not really still standing up yet. We're using something to try to lean it.
我相信有一个东西在那里把它支撑住的时候，至少慢慢的它可以长回原来的样子。
And you see that now we have another stick to try to stand it up, and then by times it should be stood up.
所以在我们一生的路上，我们不知道什么时候我们会倒下去。
So in our life, we don't know what time we will fall to.
可是我却感觉到，就是在我们一生的路上，我们要有弟兄姊妹在我们的旁边来扶持我们。
But I believe that whenever we fall, we need brothers and sisters to hold us up.
弟兄姊妹，你不要没有感觉。
So brothers and sisters, please do not be senseless.
有些时候，弟兄姊妹在我面前讲一些事情的时候，我都不知道怎么做。
There are times when brothers and sisters come and talk to me about things that I don't even know what to do.
我站在这边也不对，我站在那边也不对。
If I take on one person's side, I might not be right. If I take on another
person's
side, I might not be right.
可是有一件事情我知道，我就是站在主这边。
But then I know that there's one side that I can always take is the Lord's side.
所以今天呢，当我们分享旷野的记号的时候
，So today when we talk about the mark in the wilderness,
我们就讲到在旷野的路上继续来前进。
That we are now going forward in this wilderness.
啊，所以呢，我们从这个蓝赛开始呢，我们一直讲述下来。
So that now we are going on to the next part of our journey.
所以呢，上次的信息我们听到哈喜路。
And last time we talked about Hasero.
特别呢，那几个站呢，我们讲到言语的重要。
And then over the last couple of stops, we talked about how important it is to communicate.
在神的儿女中间呢，我们言语不要不实。
That when we are in the group of the sons and daughters of God, that we have to talk honestly.
所以呢，当以色列百姓他们学会了之后，他们就可以继续往前。
So that after the Israelites learned the lessons, they are now going forward.
很快的呢，我们看见呢，他们来到巴兰的旷野。
And then very quickly, they now have arrived the wilderness of Paran.
那巴兰的旷野呢，在这个地方哈，巴兰的旷野。
And that is the wilderness of Paran.
那他们呢，就停留在加底斯。
And then they stop at Kadesh.
这里，那在加底斯的时候呢，他们就派了12位探子进到这个迦南地。
And then when they're in the land of Kadesh, they send 12 spies into the land of Canaan.
那这个迦南地呢，是神为他们预备的美地。
Because this land of Canaan is the promised land.
也就是说，很快的，他们就能够到达他们目的地。
So in fact, what I'm saying is that they're really close to their destination.
所以呢，十二个探子去的时候，十个回来呢，就报恶信。
So that when the 12 spies went into the land of Canaan, 10 of them came back with bad news.
那两个探子回来呢，报的是喜信。
And 2 of the spies came back with good news.
那十个报恶信的呢，因为他们心中不相信神要把美地赐给他们。
Now the 10 spies that came back with bad news, they are the people that did not believe in this promised land.
可是两个相信的人，他说我们可以立即上去得这个地。
But the 2 of them that came back with good news, these are the 2 that believe in God's word.
可是众百姓呢，听了那十个探子的话。
But then the congregations, they heard the bad news of those 10 spies.
对，他们整个心里面就消化如水。
So that all these 10 people are now depressed. Because they heard the words of the people of the non-believers.
所以呢,
so that's why they now have to spend another 40 years in the wilderness.
那在这个地方呢, 当他们觉得说, 啊, 我们得罪了神, 我们愿意听神的话, 上去征战的时候,
and then when after a while, now they realize that they have to hear God's voice and to go to battle.
圣经上说耶和华的约柜和摩西没有和他们一同出去征战。
But then in the Bible it says that when these people go into the battle, Moses and the Ark of Covenant did not go with them.
所以呢,他们上去攻打非利士人的时候就被击溃,然后一直退到何马。
So that's why these people, when they got into the battle with the Philistines, they were overcame and they had to fall back to Hora.
所以呢,今天我们就要看这些百姓在这个地方他们所发生的一些事情。
So today we're going to see the things that happened to the Israelites in the land of Hora.
那也非常的奇妙呢,在这几个段落里面呢,他分别提到不同的记号。
And amazingly, in these different passages, they have given us different marks.
那我们一起来读民数记15章37节到41节。
So let's read Numbers chapter 15.
那中文的话，我请你们看周报。
The Chinese version is on your program.
那英文的话，我有列在这个荧幕上。
And here's the English version.
那我们一起来读民数记15章37到41节。
So together, Numbers chapter 15, 37 through 41.
耶和华小谕摩西说：“你吩咐以色列人，叫他们世世代代在衣服边上做坠子，又在底边的坠子上钉上一根蓝细带子。你们佩戴这坠子，好叫你们看见，就纪念遵行耶和华一切的命令，不随从自己的心意，眼目行邪淫，像你们素常一样。” 使你们纪念遵行我一切的命令，成为圣洁，归于你们的神。我是耶和华你们的神，曾把你们从埃及地领出来，要做我的神。我是耶和华你们的神。 所以在这一段的经文里面，我们看到。So
in this passage, one thing we see.
就是这些事件之后呢，神给他们一件衣服。Is
that after all these things, God now gave them a garment?
神要他们把这件衣服披在身上。And
God wants them to put on this garment.
那这件衣服的做法也非常的特别。And
then this garment has to be made very specific.
也就是在它的四个角落呢，它要缝上这个坠子。
Is that on each corner it has to be made with a tassel.
在这坠子上面呢，有一根蓝细带子。
And on this tassel, each corner must have a cord of blue.
所以当以色列民呢，彼此穿起这样的衣服的时候，
So when the Israelites put on this garment,
圣经上说，看见呢，就遵行耶和华一切的命令。
It says that then people would look at this garment and remember all the commandments of the Lord.
不随从自己的心意，眼目行邪淫。
And not follow after your own heart and your own eyes.
像你们素常一样。
After which you played the harp.
甚至在这里讲到像素常一样。
And here, just like as always,
好像犯罪呢就是我们的生命。
Is that to sin is our old life.
今天我们这个人呢不会比别人更好。
And today, who we are is not better than anyone else.
虽然我自己也没有办法来指责任何人的罪。
And for me, I have no position to judge on anyone else's sin.
可是今天我们落在神的眼 眼前的时候,
but today when we come before our Lord,
我们发现他的光是那么的清洁,
then we realize that His light is holy.
所以任何一个罪人来到神的面前的时候, 马上就被神的光所暴露出来。
So whoever a sinner is, when he comes under this light, he is shined upon.
所以我们的罪人, 马上我们就有感觉。
And all of a sudden, you realize your own sin.
因为在神圣洁的光中, 我们没有办法否认我们所做的一切。
Because under his light, all our sins become so obvious to us.
接下来呢, 他又说, 你们看到这样的衣服, 那一根蓝细带子放在那里的时候,
And then here, it's also said that when you see this cord of blue,
好像你们能够成为圣洁归于你们的神。
And let you be holy and belong to your God.
弟兄姊妹，这是神向人的心意。
And brothers and sisters, this is God's will.
神的心意永远要救人回到他的面前。
And God's will is always to save us and bring us back to Him.
所以呢，在这一段的经文里面，
So in this passage,
我们看到这个蓝系带子呢，是一个救恩的记号。
We see that this cord of blue is a mark of salvation.
是要给世世代代来做这样的记号。
And this mark is to pass on from generation to the next.
所以呢，这一件衣服呢，我们可以看到今天犹太人他们有一些人他们还穿着。
So that's why today, if you still look at the Israelites, some of them still have the same garment.
所以当我们看到的时候，我们也知道圣经曾经有这样的记载。
And when we see them have this garment on, we know that it is according to the Bible.
消极方面叫我们不犯罪。
Now on the passive side, it asks us not to sin.
积极方面呢，叫我们能够领受神的爱，让我们能够成为圣洁，归给神。
But on the active side, it reminds us that we are loved and holy by the Lord.
所以这个记号，这样的一个救恩的记号。
So this mark of salvation.
就是借着我们主耶稣基督，我们能够蒙恩得救。
Is an assurance that we are saved by Jesus Christ.
所以呢，在加消极方面的时候，我们看到新约里面。
But now on the passive side, we see that in the New Testament.
有一些法利赛人。
There are some Pharisees.
他们也有这样的衣服。
That they also put on this same garment.
主耶稣却说，他们把这样的衣服做成之后，他们的坠子特别的长。
And then Jesus said that after they put on these garments, they have extra long tassels.
好像比一般人所穿的。那个坠子呢更长一些。
The tassels on their garments is longer than everyone else.
主耶稣说他们是要叫人看见。
And then Jesus says these people want people to see.
好像他们能够觉得他们非常的敬虔。
So that these Pharisees think that they are more pious than the others.
实际上他们要得到人的尊重。
And in fact they want to be respected by other people.
他们想要得到人的敬畏。
And they wanted to be feared and respected by
others. 可是他们却忘记了，当他们把这个坠子做成不一样的时候，他们已经窃取了神的荣耀。
But one thing that they forgot is that when they make their tassel extra long, they're no longer following the Bible.
在积极方面的话，我们看到成为圣洁归于我们的神。
And on the active side, we see that we can be holy and be the Lord.
主耶稣基督在他的身上，他也穿着这样的一件衣服。
Because Jesus has the same garment.
所以呢，就在他有一次呢，他与众人同行的时候。
So one time when he was walking among his people.
有一个女人，她犯了十二年血漏的这样的疾病。
There's this one woman who has a blood disease.
她来到耶稣的后面。
And she came behind Jesus.
在她的心里想说，我只要摸主耶稣基督的坠子，她的病就能够得到痊愈。
And in her mind, all she knows is that if I get to touch the tassel of Jesus, I will be healed.
所以就在众人拥挤的中间，她就摸了主耶稣的坠子一把。
So in this crowd, she rushed forward and touched the cord of Jesus' tassel.
就在突然间，十二年的血漏就被医治了。
And all of a sudden, her blood disease is now healed.
那个时候，主耶稣觉得在她的身上有能力出去。
And it is at that time that Jesus realized that power came out from her.
所以他就问谁摸了我的坠子。
And then he asked, who touched my tassel?
众人就回答主耶稣说，那么都在，众人都在拥挤你，你还问谁摸了你的坠子？
And then people said that you are surrounded by so many people. Why did you ask if anyone touched the tassel?
弟兄姊妹或是亲爱的朋友，这里讲到的事就是当你要主的时候，主就为你成就这样的救恩。
Brothers, sisters, and dear friends, this is to tell you that when you come to seek Jesus, Jesus is there for you.
当你愿意相信的时候，主就为你成就你心里想要做的事情。
When you're willing to believe, then Jesus will accomplish what you want.
可能有一些的事情已经跟随你好多好多年了。
And maybe there are things that has been troubling you for many years.
你觉得这样的事情已经再也没有人能帮助你了。
And you feel that it is a thing that no one can help you with.
弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友，你不要失望。
But brothers and sisters and dear friends, do not lose heart.
我们的主还在那里。
That our Lord is there.
你只要摸那这样的一个救恩的衣裳坠子。
That when you get to touch the tassel of his garment.
让神来做事，神还是能够做成。
Let God help you.
那在圣经里面又讲到呢，之后主耶稣基督他又跟一些人在一起。
And then in the Bible it says that Jesus is now with a different group of people.
这些人说，只要他准我们摸他衣裳的坠子，我们就能够全然好了。
And then these people said that if we get to touch the tassel of Jesus, then we can be healed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看到这里有一个记号是那么的宝贵。
So brothers and sisters, we now understand this mark in the tassel is so important.
是一个救恩的记号。
It is a mark of salvation.
给所有的人来的。
A mark for everyone.
这样的记号呢，也要世世代代一直传下去。
This is a mark that will pass on from generations to the next.
所以呢，最近在灵修的时候就读到一段话。
So this In my recent morning devotions, I read this passage.
他们就讲到说, 我们必须认清上帝的国有两种不同的门。
He says that we must realize that in heaven there are two different types of doors.
让罪人进入的门, 门限是非常的低。
That the door for the sinners, the door, the mark of the door is very low.
任何人想要进这个门, 都可以, 就可以得到这个救, 就可以进到这个救恩的屋里。
And whoever wants to go into this house of salvation, they can easily go in.
但是给门徒进入的呢,
but there's another door for the saints.
是一个侍奉的门,
it is a door of service.
这个门线呢就很高了,
and this door is very, very high.
以至于呢只有合格的门徒才能进入,
and it is only the saints that are worthy can pass through this door.
所以当我们看下去的时候,
so if we go read the passages below,
我们会再看到另外一个记号,
then we will now see a second mark.
我们来读民数记16章38节到40节。
Let's read Numbers chapter 16, 38 through 40.
我们一起来读。
Together.
把那些犯罪迫害己命之人的香炉，叫人垂成片纸，又以刀砍那些香炉本是他们在耶和华面前献过的。 所以是圣的，并且可以给以色列人做记号。于是祭司以利亚撒便将被烧之人所献的铜香炉拿来，人就垂出来，用以刀砍，给以色列人做记号，使亚伦后裔之外的人不得进前来，在耶和华面前烧香，免得他遭可拉和他一党所招的。这乃是耶和华摩西所吩咐的。 所以呢，这一段的经文里面，我们看到这一个记号。So
in this passage, we now see another mark.
这个记号呢，就是有一些人他们的香炉被锤成片子。
It said now some people's altar, a censer, has now been hammered into sheets of plating.
锤成片子之后呢，就包在这些坛上，包在坛的旁边。
And after it's been hammered into sheets of plating, and now put onto the altar.
所以呢，这个包好的坛呢，就给以色列人来做记号。
And these now these hammered sheets has now served as a mark to the sons of the Israel.
这个记号说明什么意思呢？
And what is the meaning of this mark?
这经文里面讲到使亚伦后裔之外的人，
and then in this passage it says as a reminder to the sons of Israel，
就是这些做祭司之外的人，
that it says that only the descendants of Aaron， the descendants of priests，
都不能进前来到神的坛面前来烧香，
and only this group of descendants can come and burn incense before the Lord。
所以呢，这个记号呢，给以色列的百姓知道， 唯有祭司他们可以到神的面前去做这件事。So
this mark serves as a reminder to the sons of Israel that no layman can burn incense.
这个记号为什么会发生呢？
And why is there this mark?
原来可拉，
but in fact Korah，
一个利未族的人，
someone who is in the tribe of Levi，
他也是服侍神的人，
he is one of the people that serve the Lord.
在那时候与250位百姓中的首领，
and Korah, along with 250 of people accompanying him,
他们就一起起来攻击摩西和亚伦。
They stood up and they started attacking Moses and Aaron.
所以呢，摩西呢，当场呢就俯伏在地。
And then at that time, Moses kneeled down on the ground.
跟他们讲，明天呢，你们可以拿起香炉来。
And he said that for you and your 250, bring your censers tomorrow.
亚伦呢，他是祭司职位的人，他也要拿起香炉。
And also Aaron, who is a priest, he has to bring his censer as well.
在早晨的时候，神必然向你们显现谁是圣洁的。
And in the morning, the Lord will tell you who is he chosen to speak to.
所以呢，就在早晨的时候，这些人拿了香炉来，亚伦也带了香炉来。
So then on the next morning, these 250 brought the censer, and so did Aaron.
那摩西呢，也劝诫那些跟随这个可拉的人。
And then Moses also spoke to the people that were supporting Korah.
希望他们能够离开他们。
And asked them to leave and depart from Korah.
所以呢，就在他们开始烧香的时候，
so now when they have their fire pan and when they start burning incense,
神做了一件非常奇妙的事。
God did this one thing.
地忽然裂开。
And now the ground opened up. And Korah and the people that followed him, they all fell into this
trap.
And then these people, when they saw what happened to Korah, they depart.
可是呢,
and then the ground now swallowed them inside.
那这些250个人, 这250个首领呢,
and these 250 leaders, they were following Korah.
忽然从天就有火降下来，来烧灭他们。
And all of a sudden, there's a fire coming from heaven and consumed them instantly.
所以呢，在他们手上的香炉同时也被烧着。
And at the same time, the fire pan that they're offering is now also burned up.
所以就在他们被烧灭之后呢，这些香炉留下来。
And when all the people are now consumed, the fire pan was left behind.
神就吩咐摩西说，你要把这个香炉锤成片子。
And then after that, God told Moses that he has to take 250 of these fire pan and hammer them into sheets.
所以我们看到这里有一个神管制的记号。
And here, we see a mark that God is in control.
这个香炉片子呢，就要给神的儿女来做一个记号。
And these hammered sheets will remind of us of this mark.
消极方面呢，可以让我们知道，在神的家里面，任何样的服事，任何样的侍奉，都不是一个小事。
Now, on a passive sign, this mark reminds us that doesn't matter your offering or your service is big or small, it is a big thing in God.
因为神把这样的一个侍奉交在我们的手上。
Because God has given you this service.
或整洁，或诗歌，或饭食。
Maybe you're cleaning, maybe you're cooking, maybe you're singing.
我们都要有圣灵的充满。
That in all we do, we have to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
在积极方面，我们却可以看到，在神的家中仍然有侍奉的原则。
Now on the active side, we see that there are rules when we serve.
这些侍奉的原则，让我们在侍奉的时候，我们知道怎么样服从权柄。
And in these rules, we learn how we should serve.
因为今天就是在教会这些负责弟兄，他们也不是白白的配件。
Because today, the brothers and sisters that lead us, they are leading within these rules.
所以当他们在教会里面有一些敞开的交通或是指责的时候，
So when they come and communicate, so when they criticize,
那弟兄姊妹，我们的心，我们向着我们的同工跟这些负责弟兄，我们都是愿意来遵从的。
So brothers and sisters, let's be willingly and listen to these communications and critique.
所以呢，就在这个事件发生的时候，可拉说：“摩西啊，亚伦啊，你们擅自专权了。”
So here, when this happened, Korah said to Moses and Aaron.
那他说你们擅自专权了，以色列的众人每一个百姓都是圣洁的，为什么只有你们说我是圣洁的，高高在百姓之上？
And then Korah said to Moses and Aaron and said, "What made you so special? Why are you the priest when everyone else is also holy?"
可是这样的挑战说出来的时候，
But when they challenged Moses and Aaron,
摩西里面知道他们不是攻击他。
Moses knew that it is not him who the people are attacking.
可拉和这250位的首领，他们是在攻击神。
But Korah and the 250 leaders that follow Korah are attacking God.
所以有弟兄也讲得非常的好，他说凡事让人继续做下去的。
So that brother says that when things are happening the way they are,
是罪名呢，我们的心地是刚硬的。
That means that our heart is hardened. And if you let things go on like this, that means that you're not trying to save your brother and sister.
可是在摩西的里面，他是谦卑的。
But then in Moses, he was a humble man.
所以当事情发生的时候，他立刻匍匐在神的面前为他们来祷告。
So when this thing happened, he fell down to the ground and he started praying for the people.
他不断地挽回这些人。
And he wanted to save his people.
一开始的时候，他召这些人到他的面前来。
In the beginning, he called these people to him and said,
他要他们离开二人的帐篷。
And he asked them to leave the tents of Korah.
之后呢，他却去到他们的那里。
And then afterward, he went into the midst of the people.
因为这些人他们不愿意来，所以他就去到他们中间。
Because these people are not willing to come to him, so he went to them.
所以去到他们中间的时候，仍然带着神的信息。 要他们离开。
And when he went into the midst of the people, he still brought with him God's message to depart from Korah.
所以我们可以知道，在教会里面有一个原则。
So we see that there is this principle in the church.
就是顺从。
Is that we have to be obedient.
可是在阴间里面有另外一个原则。
But then in this world, there's another principle.
就叫做背叛。
Another opposing principles to rebel.
所以在这里我们可以看到一个神管制的记号在这里。
So here we see the mark of God's sovereignty.
这香炉呢原本是一个侍奉。
Is that this fire pan originally was to burn offering.
是让祭司在神的面前来烧香敬拜。
It is a vessel for the priest to put incense on.
好像众神的儿女可以在神的面前有一个圣洁的表现。
So that people can come to the Lord and offer and be holy.
所以当圣灵的工作在神的儿女身上有一个管制的时候。
So when the Spirit comes and give us rules.
弟兄姊妹我们都要知道是圣灵要把我们带向圣洁的生活。
And sisters, the Spirit is trying to lead us into the life of holiness.
好像我们不要随从自己的心意。
So that we're no longer following our own desires.
所以我们看到这个摩西跟亚伦在当时的时候。
So we see that Moses and Aaron at that time.
虽然神做了一件奇妙的事情在他们的中间。
Even though God did a miracle among them.
只是第三天。
But on the third day.
又有百姓说话。
That people started rumbling again.
你们为什么让他们走到死亡里面呢?
They started complaining and said, "Why did you let these people die?"
他们非常不满意摩西让这样的事情发生。
And these people are now complaining, "How did Moses let this happen?"
所以呢，摩西跟亚伦又立刻匍匐在神的面前。
And then Moses and Aaron all fall on the ground instantly.
就是这一次神说你，我这次呢要让他们，就是要。消灭他们
and pray to God, but then God said, "No, this time I'm going to destroy these people."
所以呢，摩西就在神的面前赶快吩咐亚伦说：“你赶快把这个香炉给烧了。”
And then so Moses sent Aaron to burn up this altar,
让这个香炉里面有神的火在里面
，so that this altar can be burned by God's fire.
你赶快回到百姓的中间去，在那里。把这个香放在百姓的中间。
And hurry up and go into the people and bring this incense with you.
所以亚伦立刻就按着摩西的吩咐在百姓中间做。
So that at that instant, Aaron brought with him this incense and
went to the people. 可是当时神就让瘟疫在神百姓的中间发作。
But then the plague in the people has already started.
一时之间有17,500的人就被瘟疫所害。
And all of a sudden, 17,000 people are dead.
圣经上说，祭司亚伦站在死人和活人的中间。
And in the Bible, it says that Aaron, who is now standing between life and death.
这样的一件事情，让神的儿女可以看到，当我们里面有圣灵管制的时候。
That Aaron took his stand between the dead and the living. It says in the Bible that when God wants to control.
你知道那个祷告呢，就在死人跟活人中间做了一个划。划清的界限。
And we know that the only thing that is standing between the dead and the living is our prayers.
我们的神希望我们都回到他的面前。
For God wants us all to come to Him.
顺从圣灵的管制。
And to be diligent to His sovereignty.
最后我们要来看到神拣选的记号。
And then lastly, the last mark is the mark of God's choosing.
那我们来读民数记第十七章第我们周报上写。十跟十一节。
So now let's go to Numbers chapter 17, verse 10 and 11.
那我们一起来读。
Together.
耶和华吩咐摩西说，把亚伦的杖还放在法柜前，给这些背叛之子留作记号。这样你们就使他们向我发的怨言止息，免得他们死亡。摩西就这样行，耶和华怎样吩咐他，他就怎样行。所以呢，在这里我们看到。
So here on these verses,
那这些事件发生之后，那个神就告诉摩西，要十二个支派的首领都带一根杖来。
After these many things happened, another incident happened. He asked Moses and Aaron to bring forth 12 rods that represent each tribe.
所以十二个支派的首领各个人都带了一根杖。
So that each leader of the tribe brought with them a rod.
立位支派的首领亚伦他也带一根杖来。
And Aaron, who is the leader of the tribe of Levi, also brought with him a rod.
弟兄姊妹我们都可以知道这个坐拐杖这个杖呢其实都是一个枯干的树木。
And then I think we all know that to be a rod, it has to be a piece of wood that is already dead.
特别是亚伦手上的这个杖呢又更是枯干的。
Especially the rod in Aaron's hand is especially a dry piece of wood.
可是我们发现当这十三根杖放在神的面前的
But we see that as these 13 rods is now before the Lord,
亚伦的杖呢，在次先的早晨，他发了芽，生了包，开花就结了杏。
And only Aaron's rod was felled and put forth buds and produced blossoms the next morning.
所以呢, 一个枯干的树木呢, Here
we see that this piece of dead wood actually gave life.
它能够在一夜之间发芽, 结苞, 开花,
and then in one night it sprouted, it had buds, and it blossomed, and it also bore ripe almonds.
所以呢,
so here we see this clear mark of God's choosing.
这个葬节熟悉呢, 圣经上说是给背叛人的人做记号。
And when this rod bear ripe almonds, it is a mark for the sinners.
好像他们知道呢, 这里有神的一个拣选在那里。
And so the sinners could understand that there's this mark of God's choosing.
所以在消极方面呢, 神要执行在神百姓中间的怨言。
So on the passive side, you may see this mark as God asking his people not to grumble.
所以呢, 当神的百姓在恶人的帐篷里的时候, 常常我们可以听到的都是他人的错。
So when these people, they would always complain about other people's faults.
可是当神的儿女在耶和华的帐幕里面的时候,
But when the people of God come into his tent,
我们都可以听到神的话语,
then we only hear God's word.
按着神向我们所说的话, 我们个人都当谨慎,
and through his words, we should now be vigilant.
积极方面,
and on the active side,
这样的一个记号呢, 让我们知道我们的侍奉是一个得赏赐的侍奉。
This is a mark to make us realize that when we service and offer, we will have rewards.
因为我们做神的儿女, 我们侍奉他, 他愿意把这样的赏赐给我们。
And as sons and daughters of God, when we serve him, there will be rewards.
所以这一个记号是一个拣选的记号。
So this is a mark of God's choosing.
因为神亲自 来显明他所拣选的人呢，是一个有复活生命的人。
On one hand, God's mark of choosing shows us that in death there's also life.
另一面呢，又让我们看到主耶稣基督，他就是一个蒙拣选、有复活生命的表现。
And on the other hand, we clearly see that Jesus is this chosen one.
墓葬呢，是一个枯干的一个光景。
That even though this rod is a piece of dead wood.
可是呢，复活生命呢，却是一个吞咽死亡的光景。
But yet the life of resurrection is a life that can swallow death.
所以当我们看到父神给我们的主有一个复活的生命的时候，我们众人就都有了盼望。
So when we see that when our Father God gave Jesus this resurrected life, now we have hope.
我们拣选生命，我们就有生命。
That when we choose life, then we will get life.
所以当我们在旷野的路上继续前进的时候，我们一定要学会一些事。
So when we walk on this wilderness, there's a couple of things that we have to learn.
这里有三个记号。
That there are three marks.
第一个是救恩的记号。
The first mark is the mark of salvation.
是给我们的。
It is a mark for us.
是给我们的儿女的。
To give our children.
是给我们儿女的儿女的,
a mark for our children's children.
这个救恩的记号是给世世代代的人。
And in fact, this mark of salvation is from this generation to the next.
我们愿意有的时候, 神就接待我们。
When we're willing to be marked, then we are received.
第二个记号说到圣洁这样的一个记号。
And the second mark is the mark of holiness.
是给神的儿女的。
It is given to the children of God.
神的儿女在神的家里面生活, 我们要选择圣洁。
As children of God, when we are in his life, we have to choose holiness.
遵重神教会里面侍奉的原则。
To follow the rules of service.
第三个记号叫做拣选的记号。
And then the third mark is the mark of God's choosing.
只有复活生命的侍奉者,
that only the people that choose life,
是神所喜悦的,
are the people that God favors.
所以呢，旷野的路十分的不好走。
So yes, it is a rough path in the wilderness.
可是呢，神仍然纪念我们，要我们也彼此纪念。
But God remembers us and wants us to encourage each other.
常常我们碰到难处的时候，我们会要求神来帮助我们解决。
That when times get rough, we ask God to take care of it for us.
可是我们却不愿意主来碰我们的罪。
But are you willing to let God touch your sin?
我们不愿意神从我们的爱，从那个罪的根基开始做起。
Are you willing to let God to move this foundation of your sin?
我们只希望神把我们的难处移开。
We only want God to remove the obstacle.
我们只希望神把我们的困难解决。
We only want God to take away these challenges.
可是当我们自己生出那样的一个罪，我们不愿意神来碰。
But in the deepest part of our heart, the sins, we're not letting God touch it.
以致我们在侍奉上常常碰到问题。
So that when we serve, there are difficulties.
那这一次呢，我跟我的家人，我们有机会到这个羚羊谷去。
And then we are our family.
四月的时候
，in April, we went on this trip.
那在这个羚羊谷里面呢，它有很美丽的景观。
And when we go into this cave, there are many wonderful sights.
那这个美丽的景观呢，也是我们一直想去看的。
And these wonderful sights has been something my family wanted to see for a long time.
那这是在这个要去的时候。
So that when we go,
那突然间呢，就有一个分叉点。
All of a sudden, there's this forklift, this forkway.
一个分叉点在那里。
There's this road.
那我看我自己的 GPS 呢是直行的。
And then when I look at my GPS, it tells me to go forward.
那弟兄呢，他在 Google 上面呢，就是 download 一个 map 呢，叫我们要右转。
But then when my wife, when he got this Google Map app, it tells us to turn right.
那我就跟弟兄说，好像 GPS 上的速度比较快，而且很快就可以到达这个地方。
And then I told my wife that seems like the GPS will take us on a shorter path.
所以呢，我就说我们不要看 Google 常常会有问题的。
So forget Google, they make mistakes all the time.
所以呢，我就按着 GPS 的方向就继续前进。
So that I follow my GPS and went forward.
弟兄姊妹，当我一到这个往前的时候，就进入到一个山谷里面。
And then all of a sudden, when I go forward, now I go into this valley.
啊，差时间，这个风雪就开始下下来了。
And then all of a sudden, there's these winds and snow.
啊，我这辈子也没有在山谷中开过这个风雪的路。
And then I've never driven in a valley that is snowing.
所以啊，就一路开着这个地面下雪，我就一路的往前开。
So I was driving, it was snowing.
这路况呢越开越差，这个柏油路呢越来越烂。
And then this path has become more rougher and rougher. There's no more pavement.
我才想到说啊，可能这条路已经太久没有人走了。
And then I realized that maybe this is a road that no one takes on anymore.
可是风雪又那么大，我就继续走。
And the wind and the snow is blowing, but I march forward. But then I drove forward.
好不容易整个山谷走完之后。
And then after a long time, we finally clear the valley.
那突然呢，天气一片晴朗。
And all of a sudden, we see that clear sky.
真的也不会想到为什么山谷里面有风雪，为什么一出山谷的时候就太阳高照。
So we thought about how come in the valley we don't see the sun, but once we pass the valley, we see this clear sky.
一面心里很高兴。
And at that point, I was very joyous.
可是呢，一面心里又很难过。
But then on the other hand, I was also very sorrow.
为什么呢
？Why?
前面竖了一个牌子，此路不通。
And because now I see this sign says this is not a good path.
所以呢，虽然走过了风暴，我发现此路不通。
But then even though I pass through this valley, there is a sign that says that this is the end.
弟兄姊妹，怎么办呢
？So brothers and sisters, what am I to do?
继续走的话，这个地方就到不了。
If I continue to drive forward, I would never reach my destination.
要绕一段很长的路。
And I will have to go a long way to circle back.
那弟兄就叫说不要去了吧。
So my wife says, why don't we just forget it?
那我们就继续往下去到别的地方。
So then now we drove on so that we could go to another.
可是我的心里面想说这一趟旅程呢，这个地方我也没有去过。
But then in my mind,
四个地方，这一个地点我们没去过。
And in my mind, I thought that there are four destinations and this is the one that I really want to go to.
我就说不行，我们回转吧。
And I said, no, we're going to make a U-turn.
所以呢，我们当天呢，我们就回转。
So on that day, we made a U-turn.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？当回转的时候，又要进入山谷一次。
And brothers and sisters, don't you know that when you make a U-turn, you have to pass that valley again?
刚刚来的路是怎么样的路？
Whatever difficult path we just passed through,
还是要绕着原路回去。
We have to walk that path again.
不管再怎么样的困难。
Doesn't matter how difficult it is.
可是呢，如果我们要去到这样的一个美丽的地方
，But yet if you want to go into this destination，
我们就必须选择回转。
And don't you realize that you have to make that U-turn？
弟兄姊妹，我们在旷野行走的时候
，And brothers and sisters, we are walking on this wilderness。
是的，也会有一些迂回的道路。
Yes, there are times that we have narrow and crooked paths。
可是如果是我们心里面愿意把我们的信心持守住
，But if we're willing and if we stay faithful。
神在天上为我们预备的美家
，That God, the destination that He has prepared for us，
比我们想在地上享受的美景实在更美更美
，is much better than anything this world can offer。
希望我们都能够认识神在我们生命里面所设的记号
，So I hope that we can realize these marks that God made on our life。
所以我们可以一生来跟随主
，So that we can spend our whole life following。
我们再唱诗歌666首
，Let's sing Song 666 again。